Santiago Hernandez, Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth is 12-10-1994. This is for date of service. 12-13-2023. Mr. Hernandez is a 29-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding difficulty maintaining his weight. He has a history of anxiety, depression, and asthma. The patient has had a significant history of difficulty maintaining weight as a child. He was seen by multiple providers, including endocrinologist, pediatric, who recommended growth hormone. However, the patient's mother at the time did not want to proceed with growth hormone therapy. He has a family history of hypothyroidism. His TSH was checked and it was normal at 1.75. He played soccer for college, and he currently eats about 5 meals a day just to maintain his weight. The patient works for the county and stays thirsty a lot. However, he has a decreased appetite. He eats eggs and bacon for breakfast, pasta for lunch, fast food in the afternoon, steak in the evening. He eats about 15,000 to 2,000 calories per day. He has difficulty, again, maintaining his weight, and he works out 3 days per week and plays golf 3 to 5 days a week. He was tested for celiac disease, and it was negative. The patient gets a cortisone injection in his shoulder every 3 months due to a golf injury of his shoulder. He takes one a day for men. Plan number one, for his difficulty maintaining his weight, I will check a current thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a thyroid ultrasound to delineate his thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Next number, we have also considered the option of possibly starting the patient on megase therapy as needed for weight gain. The dose would be 400 to 800 milligrams once daily for a short duration in order to gain weight. Next number, the patient had inquired about growth hormone therapy as an adult. At this point, growth hormone therapy is catabolic and would increase his metabolism of fat and possibly help increase muscle mass. However, the patient has very low body fat, and I do not believe that growth hormone therapy would be the best choice for him. Next number, continue high-calorie diet with between 15,000 to 20,000 calories per day. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.